Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Continuing our study of the prophecy of Malachi, which nearly all of you know is the last book of the Old Testament, and Malachi was the last prophet of the Old Testament era, the last one to whom God gave special divine revelation to be imparted to the people of God. And it is an interesting book in so many ways. But as we come to chapter 3, we find the combination of God's judgment and his salvation. And it turns out that those two are combined in a rather interesting way, because the salvation of God depends upon the judgment of God in a couple of senses. Number one, people need to understand and feel their sin before they will ever look to God for salvation. And so that's the human side of it. But the other side of it is God needs to turn people's hearts, and it takes the purging judgment of God in order to bring that about. And so it is a very interesting combination, and we learn about God's long-suffering kindness and tender mercies extended to rebellious, undeserving sinners. So it was in the days of Malachi, so it is in our day today. And how grateful we are that God is a God of mercy. So thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, January 15, and many thanks to those who help us financially continue to teach God's Word on this station. Well, we're looking at Malachi 3, 6, and following, and what we are learning is, number one, truth we need to know about God, and number two, truth we need to know about ourselves, and third, truth we need to know about salvation. Truth we need to know about God, and we covered that on the broadcast yesterday and the day before, but it's found in verse 6 in condensed form, but it's all there. For I am the Lord, I do not change, therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. I am the Lord, I do not change, therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. And I'll just give you what we covered in the last 2 days very quickly without any elaboration. But here we learn that God is self-existent, God is immutable, God is gracious, God is faithful. Those are some of the things we need to know about God. But now we move on in verse 7 to truth we need to know about ourselves. And here's what verse 7 of chapter 3 of Malachi says. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? And what do we learn about ourselves in this verse? Two things. Number one, we are sinners by nature. And number two, we are sinners by choice. The Bible teaches both of those, and we find them here in this verse, but you can find them all throughout the Bible. Sinners by nature or by birth, and sinners by choice, by our own decision, by the exercise of our will. Now, how do we see the first one in this text? Sinners by nature. It opens by saying, yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances. From the days of your fathers. Malachi is speaking to the people of his day, but he accuses them of going astray from the days, or going away from mine ordinances, which is another way of saying going astray, from the days of your fathers. What Malachi is pointing out is that that Israel has a long history of disobedience. It has gone on for generations. It has gone on for hundreds of years. A long history of disobedience, a long pattern of disobedience. It goes all the way back to your fathers. In fact, it's more than just the observation that this has been going on for a number of years, traced back to your fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers. That's why you have the plural fathers, not just from your father, but from your fathers. But it's not just an observation that this has gone on for a long time, but this is telling us that the pattern of disobedience began with the fathers, and that their failure is the same as their fathers because their nature is the same. It is true that in some ways, when you look at people, you say, oh, they're fickle, they're constantly changing, and that's true about certain surface aspects of life, but there's something that is always the same. We are all sinners. And the question is, how come? And the answer is because we are sinners by nature. We're born that way. As David put it in the Psalms, we go away from the womb, or go astray rather, from the womb speaking lies. I was talking to a grandfather of a 2-month-old baby the other day, and he was describing for me how this child has already learned how to lie. In fact, I don't even know if the word learn is correct. I don't know if it's learned it. It almost seems like it was born with this capacity to lie. The child can't speak yet. You say, how can it lie? By crying and making the same complaint by the way it cries when there's nothing wrong as it does when there is something wrong. He says it's obvious that when the child cries and you go and find that it has a dirty diaper, it has a legitimate reason for crying. And you can remedy that by changing the diaper. And likewise, when the child is hungry, you can feed the child and the child is fine. But sometimes, he said, that child will cry and the diaper's clean and has the child has recently been fed and is not interested in any more food. All you need to do is pick up the child and instantly, almost just like turning a switch, the cry is gone and smiles are in its place. But all you have to do is start to lay the child back down and it starts up that same crying, the same sound, the same type of cry that it gives when there's something genuinely wrong. But in this case, there's nothing wrong except it just is a way of getting attention. And the grandfather described this as the child lying. The child is being deliberately deceptive. The child is signaling that there's something wrong in order to get your attention because all it really wants is attention. There is nothing wrong, but the child is deceptive. What is that? Going astray from the womb, speaking lies. And so the failure of the people of Israel in the days of Malachi was the same as that of their fathers because their sinful nature was the same as that of their fathers. They were born that way, even as their fathers were born that way, and as their grandfathers were born that way, and as everyone has been born that way all the way back to Adam and his fall in the Garden of Eden. That's the way we are. And the Bible tells us that. Now, I don't need to tell you that there are a lot of people who deny that. There are a lot of people who believe because they want to believe that everybody is by nature basically good. That sounds much nicer. It sounds more optimistic. It is more optimistic, but it is optimistic. It is unrealistic optimism. because it defies the facts. I think it's wonderful to be optimistic, but it's foolish to pretend that nothing's wrong or to pretend that something is different from what it actually is. And to pretend that everybody is basically good and only by the influence of others does anybody do anything bad, because it couldn't come from within. We're all basically good from within, is the philosophy that some people have, doesn't make sense. It flies against the facts. It flies against what the Bible teaches, but it flies against observation. It's very obvious to me that if that were true, all you'd have to do is take someone early, take them young, isolate them from bad influences, and you'd have somebody who would grow up virtually perfect. Why is it we can't do that? Why is it that we find it impossible to successfully isolate people from these bad influences that are supposedly responsible for causing them to do wrong things? But it's just impossible to do that. Everybody's basically good. Everybody is basically good. Everybody's born good. Everybody's basically good, but somehow everybody turns out bad. Well, you don't explain that by assuming that everyone is basically good and is born good. Far better to deal with the truth, far better to accept what the Bible teaches, namely that we are all born sinners. We are sinners by nature as well as by choice. We are sinners by birth as well as by our sinful choices. In fact, our sinful choices are because of our sinful nature. Don't you understand? We're not, as I heard somebody put it many years ago, we're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we're sinners. Can you follow that? What's the cause? We have a because in that statement. What's the cause? We are not sinners because we sin. It isn't because I sin that makes me, it turns me into a sinner. We sin because we're sinners. The reason why we sin, the reason why we lie, the reason why we make other sinful choices is because we are sinners, and we are simply acting out what is within. We are simply manifesting what is already true. We are simply acting according to our nature. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about things we need to know about ourselves. We need to understand our true condition. And we are sinners by nature as well as by choice. And so we read, "Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances." That's sinners by nature. "And have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. You have gone away from my ordinances." They chose their acts of disobedience in the days of Malachi. They were responsible for their own sinful choices. "You have gone away from my ordinances." Yep, from the days of your fathers, this has been going on, but you have yourselves individually and willfully made sinful choices. And so they were sinners by nature, and they were sinners by choice, and I'm a sinner by nature, and I'm a sinner by choice, and you're a sinner by nature, and you're a sinner by choice, and therefore we need to deal with the reality. This is what we need to understand about ourselves, and this is why we so desperately need God's gracious salvation. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.